Well, good morning. Is that Carol playing? No? Okay. Anyway, I shared in the first service about Mel and I having this conversation at breakfast in the morning. And in the time frame of sharing, I asked and I said, and I insisted. I told her that when I go to be with the Lord, I want you to get rid of everything that belongs to me. Absolutely everything. I don't care what it is, my guns, clothes, whatever. Clean the house out of anything that belonged to me. She said, well, why in the world do you want me to do that? I said, because I don't want you, and I know you're going to get married again, and you're going to marry some jerk. And she paused a minute and said, well, what makes you think that I'm going to marry another jerk? So an aspect of that, of course, is related to the point that I've been a jerk in my life. Have any of you not been a jerk, so to speak? But the word I want you to remember this morning, if there's one word that I want you to remember this morning, is the word that Jesus gave emphatically, if you will, in our text when he simply said, give. That's the word you want to remember. Give. What's the word? Give. Give. You see, there is a fixed law that God has established. That law permeates every aspect of our being and our world. That law is that as the one as you sow, as you plant, so shall you reap. Galatians 6:7. God is not mocked. Whatever a man or woman sows, that is what they will reap. Ecclesiastes 11:1. There the Solomon says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Other words, what goes around comes around. You get a picture? What goes around comes around. Give is what Jesus said. Give and it will be given to you. Look at his words. Give, and it will be given to you. Luke 6:38. Keep your Bibles open there. It's very important. Because as I look at that, give, and it shall be given to you. That's kind of a happy thought. That's a real sobering aspect of life. Give, and it will be given to me. But it also, some way or other, is sort of a happy thought. Does that mean then that I have some control over what, so to speak, comes to me by my and what I give? Or is that a terrifying thought when you think about it? You sow, you reap. You give and you receive. Okay? These are unbreakable laws. Did you hear what I just said? They're undefiable. They're inflexible. They are unfailing and they will not change. They are God's laws that he established and the principle of life. These laws applies to every area of our lives. Our spiritual lives, our physical lives, our relationships, our personal feelings. These laws said simply this, that behind everything there is a cause and an effect. That's what they say. Nothing just happens. Okay, everything has a cause, and every effect will resemble the cause. Every effect will resemble the cause. Everything has a cause, but it also has an effect. That's a law. It doesn't and will not change. Like begats like. In other words, good begats good. Evil begats evil. Bad begats bad in every aspect of that. Ralph Waldo Emerson said in his book, Compensation, in that book, Compensation, he states that every act rewards itself. Every act rewards itself. Write that in your brain, but write it in your heart. Remember listening last week? You don't listen with your ears. You listen with your heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Help me to see. Help me to be enlightened. Every act rewards itself. Numbers Chapter 32, verse 23 says, you have sinned against your Lord. You have sinned against your Lord. But be sure, your sin will find you out. Be sure, your sin. There's nothing hidden from the eyes of God. And you better be sure that whatever you do, as far as sin is concerned, it will catch up with you. It will sooner or later in life's road catch up with you. You, whatever you're sowing, you're going to harvest whatever it is you sow. Solomon was granted a degree of wisdom. We understand that. And the Proverbs, which we've been looking at, shows unbelievable aspects of this cause and effect. It shows that whatever a person gives, that was what they get back. And the fact is that it just emphatically proves that cause and effect is indeed true. Cause and effect. Think about these things. Listen to what Solomon said. This is what he said. The Lord will not allow a righteous to starve to death. He will not allow the righteous to starve to death. Nor will he let a wicked man's riches continue forever. Lazy men are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. Hatred stirs old quarrels, but love overlooks insults. It also uses the same context in the same book. Love overlooks sin, wrongs that are committed against it. Oh, I think that's what 1 Corinthians says. Love does not keep an account of wrongs that are suffered. The wicked man's fears will come true. Think about that. And so will the good man's hope come true. Cause and effect. Proud men end in shame, but the meek become wise. It is possible to give away and become richer. It is also possible to hang on too tightly and lose everything. Yes, the liberal man shall be rich by the watering of others, so shall he be watered. That's a basic principle, all right? Even the godly shall be rewarded here on the earth, how much more the wicked? In other words, we all talk about vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, but usually we're looking about the judgment day. No, the wicked will get what's coming to him in the here and the now. Just like the righteous will get what they rewarded in the here and the now. We need to understand that. That the wicked are not going to get away with whatever they're doing, whatever they're sowing and planting. It's going to come back to them, and they will reap the harvest in the here and the now. Deceit fills hearts that are plotting for evil. Joy fills hearts that are planning for good. Work brings profit. Talk brings poverty. I spent a lot of time looking these up in case you didn't know it. A soft answer turns away wrath, but harsh words cause quarrels. Gentle words cause life and health. Griping brings discouragement. Cause and effect. You get it? A happy face means a glad heart. A sad face means a breaking heart. When a man is gloomy, everything seems to go wrong. But when he is cheerful, everything seems to go right. Cause and effect. Gloomy, cheerful. Think about it. Pride ends in destruction. Humility ends in honor. Any enterprise is built by wise planning, becomes strong through common sense, and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. Wow. Now see how these proverbs deal. How do they deal with cause and effect, the sowing and the reaping? These precepts are unchanging laws. You cannot change them. They're going to, no matter how you see it, whatever you sow, you reap. Whatever it is you cause, you're going to receive the effect. It's like the laws of gravity. You can't change it. It's like the laws of mathematics. You cannot change them. They are that way, and they will remain that way. And these laws do not change. They won't. Just the way life is. So giving always precedes getting or receiving. Giving always precedes giving. Getting. All right? Every act rewards itself. Every act rewards itself. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. If I had a black eye and I came in here, you would say, "Wow, you didn't duck fast enough, did you?" Or you would ask me, "How'd you get that?" Or some of you may say, "Man, your wife didn't miss, did she?" Or y'all may come up with a reason why, but there had to be a cause for the effect, right? We all understand that principle. It's a simple principle. Jesus also says in our text in Luke 6:31, he says, treat others the same way you want them to what? Treat others exactly the same way you want to be treated. That's an unchanging law. All right? So what does that mean? That simply means that I have control over how people treat me. I know that principle is true. I put it to work in my life. I put it to work at our van. I put it to work at Farm Bureau. I put it to work everywhere I go. I know that I have control of how people treat me. Why? Because how I treat them. It's how I treat them. That is a law. So what is that law? That law is called the law of reciprocation. That's where he brings us. That's the law he's establishing here in that principle. It's called the law of reciprocation. In relationship, you'll know Jesus said, we are the one who is to be giving the giving. We're the one who enacts it. We're the one who initiates it. We're the ones who is the cause. Right? That's going to bring about the effect, all right? So what kind of treatment do you want from others? How do you want people to treat you? Then you treat them the same way. Then you treat them the same way. Remember Jesus said, give, and it will be given to you. I know. You say, well, no, that's what Jesus said. If Jesus said it, then it's true. Okay? And if you will be, and you will be, and have the faith enough to take that law and generate it into your life, you will find the truth of that. In other words, you give and it will be given to you and it will be poured into your lap in good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. But because the standard of the measure you measure it out, it's going to be measured back to you. Give a little. Get a little back. Right? Huh? Isn't that the law? Isn't that the principle? You're the one who determines how much is going to be given back to you by how much you measure it out. Isn't that what it said? Okay. So what's the standard of measurement that you use and how you treat other people? Think about it. Let's consider six treatments that most of us really, 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 really would appreciate in far as our personal lives are concerned, okay? I believe we all need this. I believe we all need to be encouraged. Huh? We all need to be encouraged. We all want and need to be appreciated. Right? That's an ingrained part of who we are. We need to be encouraged. We need to be appreciated. And we all like and need to be forgiven. Love keeps not account of wrongs that is suffered. Okay? The only reason people keep skeletons in their closet is when they want to have a bone to pick, they know where to go and get it. Okay? So think about it. Other, and we all want to have people listen to us, right? We want to be listened to. And we want to be understood, right? Not just listened to, but be understood. My daughter is finding unbelievable how people today have no way, they cannot understand what my daughter has gone through. And what they do is what everybody does. Well, my problem is worse than you. I went through this, and I had this, and on and on, and on and on. And they do exactly what Paul said in Corinthians, don't do. Don't compare yourselves with one another. Don't measure yourself by one another. But that's what people do. No, for me to hear and know what Sherry's dealing with, I got to listen to her, hear her heart, and then I can understand what she's going through. But people don't listen. Well, you know what they're doing? Most people, all they want to do is talk about themselves, their problem, whatever, and whatever, and what. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? And how many of us want to be listened to and also be understood? All right? Others, and all of us, want to be loved, right? We all want to be loved. You see, the heart of all this concept, as being as it does, is a cause and effect in our spiritual life. It's a cause and effect in our physical life. It certainly is a cause and effect in our emotional life. And it is, and it affects our mental life. It affects us spiritually, physically, emotionally, and it affects us mentally. It does. You know how long I lived with the fact that when I was helping dig the basement, we had this tractor and a scoop, and I was driving the tractor, and my stepdad was hanging on to the scoop, and we hit a root. And I had no idea. I didn't know the root was there. What happened was then is the scoop came up and turned over, hit him, whatever. And he came up, grabbed me off that tractor, threw me down on the sand, kicked me in the ribs and said, you're not worth the dirt you laying on. Now, do you think that affected me physically? You think that affected me emotionally? Do you think that affected me mentally? You think that affected me spiritually? Yes, sure did. You know what most of us do? Somehow or other, we get the idea that your dad is like God. So every time you do something wrong, what God's going to do? Going to kick you. How many of you had that picture that that is what God? Every time you do something wrong, God's going to punish you, right? God's going to punish you, and you're being punished by God, right? Isn't that what you think? Isn't that what you're thinking in your mind? Where did you get that idea? You didn't get it from here. You don't get it here. God loves you. And even while you were yet unreconciled, an enemy, you were in your sins. God commended his love to you and he let his son die for you. Is that what this book says? Let no man say when he is tried and tempted. He is tempted of God because God tempts no man. You think God's playing cat and mouse with us? No. Most of us picture that because of how we've been treated by those whom we picture in authoritative roles. I sure did. But what is it? Let me say this to you. Whatever you do to other people, you do it to yourself. Whatever you treat and however you do to other people, you're really doing it to yourself. The first command was to love God with your whole being. Second command is to love your neighbor. And if you don't love yourself, you know how you're going to treat other people? Get a picture there? So when you're treating other people the way you're treating other people, then you don't want to look at the person and say they're the cause. You need to look at yourself and what in the world's going on in your own heart and how you perceive yourself. You hate yourself, you're going to demonstrate it in your behavior. You know that? So what does God do? God converts our hearts. And in converting our heart, he converts us spirit. Why do I say that? Look at chapter 6, verse 37. Look at verse 37, chapter 6. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive or pardon, and you will be pardoned. And how many pounds an individual and how many of us basically look at the cause of what's going on in my life at who I'm relating to? If I could just have something different, some person different, if I could have a different husband, a different wife, I wouldn't have all these issues. That's an interesting aspect. Judge and you'll be judged. In other words, when you see faults in other people's lives, if you just go to the mirror and look at yourself, you'll see you have those faults too. You say, what are you talking about? Jesus said, by the same judgment you judge others, so shall you be judged. The Pharisees said, thou shalt not commit adultery. You say they shouldn't commit adultery. Do you commit adultery? And Jesus had affirmity. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. However you judge, whatever you look at, however you evaluate it. You see, he's saying to all of us, don't condemn, don't judge, forgive. And you will be forgiven. Remember, Jesus said, if you don't forgive others, neither shall you be forgiven. And all of us have had pasts that we're still letting haunt us and control us. And we need to wipe the slate clean and forgive it. Because until we do that, it will affect, it will be a cause that brings about the effect. You understand what I just said? I had to forgive my dad. I had to forgive a lot of things in my life. But I had to move on from that. How did I do that? I'll tell you how I did it. I got a new father, his name God. I got a new brother, his name Jesus. I got a new comforter and a power that walks with me every day, walks beside me. He's called the Holy Spirit. You understand what I said? I'm a member of a new family. I got new brothers and sisters in Christ who love me. I got all kinds of reasons of why I can look at life and rejoice in it, because I have so much to be grateful for. You know, when I think about it, all right? And so, give encouragement, yes. Give appreciation, yes. Give forgiveness, yes. Give an ear to listening, yes. Get an understanding heart, yes. Give love, yes. And when you treat others, are you listening? When you treat other people the way you want to be treated, this is what's going to happen. You will enjoy an emotional and a spiritual maturity you will never be able to have until you do. I said, when you treat others honestly, like I've been saying this morning, and the role and how you want to be treated, you will enjoy an emotional and a spiritual maturity. You won't get it any other way. You are paid back immediately with a feeling of well-being. You understand what I just said? How many of you feel good about yourself when you're treating other people good? And how many of you feel rotten about yourself when you're treating other people rotten? You immediately, by just tying the principle of treating the people in your life how you want to be treated, and I guarantee it, you will feel good about yourself. You can't treat other people like dirt and not feel like dirt. It's impossible. It's impossible. Alexis, tell us a joke. And then the guy said, and asked the waiter to come over and said, sir, this coffee tastes like mud. Well, he said, it's grounded. You know, how does your life taste? Does it taste like mud? Then evaluate indeed what in the world it is and how you are cause and effect. You become happier. Why? Why do I know that's true? Why do I know that you will become happier if you treat other people the way you want to be? How do I know that's true? Because Jesus said in Acts, come on, what did he say? It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Okay. Aren't we living in a very selfish world today? Isn't everything and everything based on what I'm receiving rather than on what I'm giving? And you know what? Most people are getting nothing out of life because they're giving nothing. You understand what I just said? Most people are getting nothing out of their relationship because they're not giving anything. They're not investing in it. You don't get money drawn interest in your account until you put money there, right? You have to put something into relationships and life if you want to get some back. And that is the principle that is unchanging. you will receive back from other people the same attitude, the feeling, and the actions that you give them. Now, I know you're sitting there saying, oh, yeah, sure. You don't know my... Oh, really? I know. I know what you're thinking. There are exceptions to the rules, right? There are all kinds of exceptions, and we can come up with them all. We can reason, process it, and take all that and just throw it in the garbage and say, I don't care what Jesus said. It doesn't work for me. That's interesting. Really? Maybe it's because you're doing it for the wrong reason. Maybe your motive isn't pure. How many of you had children that really acted and really got really wonderful around Christmas time? And they started to do things around the house, and they started to do this, and they started asking, oh, please, and they got real mannerly, you know? Why? Well, as adults, we don't lose that. We just don't have that same problem sometimes, you know? And I know this. I know this, and I can't just deny this. I know some people, no matter what, their hearts are hardened. By the way they've been treated and things that have happened in their lives, they've hardened their hearts, and nobody's going to hurt me again. That affects their ability to be relatable. There are those people whose hearts are nothing but a selfish, selfish, selfish basket, and all they are looking for is what other people are going to give. I know that. And I also know that there are people who are unable to give. There are people in our society today who are narcissists and psychopaths, and they say they're like a dark pit and hole, and they're empty inside, and they are emotionally incapable of having and being and sharing feelings. They have no feelings. They have no emotion. And the only joy they get out of life is ruining other people's lives. They enjoy seeing other people suffer. Isn't that amazing? I think that's Satan, don't you? Huh? Don't you think that's a concept we find about the devil? Okay? All right? Let me tell you something. I know that's true. I've experienced that in my life. But I am not going to allow other people to spoil my happiness. I am not going to let other people rob me of being and fulfilling and having the joy of being a giver. I've had people say, you let other people take advantage of you. You let people take advantage of you. No. Nobody takes advantage of Bill Horton. Nobody. I do what I do because it's in my heart and it's what and who I am. I don't do it because the Bible tells me. It's what God has made me to become. You understand what I just said? And the aspect and the principle of that is like everyone else, they will get back what they're getting. I guarantee you, they will get back whatever it is they're giving as far as their lives are concerned. And I'm not going to let other people determine who I am as a Christian, as a husband, as a father, as a member of the body of Christ right here. And the aspects of that. 1 John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us. That's the principle, isn't it? God caused the effect by loving us first, right? 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 Yeah, he did. So, I believe this principle affects my wife and how she views me. What do you think? You think how I treat Marilyn will be also affect the way she treats me? How about my children? You think it'll affect how they look at me and how they treat me by how much I give and how I treat them? You think that might affect them? You think so? How about right here in the church? You think it'll affect our relationship together and everything we have and share together and how we treat one another? Yeah. I think we all need to be encouraged here today, right? We all need to be appreciated, right? We all need to have a heart of forgiveness because, yeah, we may be wronged and something might occur, but I'm not going to allow it to affect and destroy my relationship with you. I won't do it. You're not going to make me. Nobody's going to make me who I am. You understand? Only God can make us who we are. And we all need this, okay? So how about you right now? You believe what Jesus said or don't you? Give, and that will be given to you. Pressed down, overflowing into your lap. And by the same measure you measure it out, it's going to be measured back to you. Wow. Cause and effect. Sowing and reaping. God, help us to believe the Word. Allow the Holy Spirit to convict us of the Word. And God, help me to become a person who appreciates that people. God, help me to be a person who's encouraging people. God, help me to be a person who doesn't wear a chip on my shoulder. I forgive, knock it off, and away I go. That's weight I don't need. That's a burden I wasn't called to carry. I can't carry that burden. That's why Jesus came, so He could take that burden off of me. You know that? Huh? I'm a person who, well, ever, my business and my love is to make a difference in other people's lives. How am I going to do that? By the way I treat them. Treat other people the way you want to be treated. Amen. Let's stand together and sing our closing hymn. The second verse of this song, basically, give of your best to the Master. But the second verse, I believe, really is a part of everything we've shared today. Okay?